You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey, this is the magic of things. We're on vacation. We're not actually in studio, but we've got fresh, extra funny material that we have prepared for you. So we will get to that. The fresh new material for Extra Funny, even though we're on vacation, coming up next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family Stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family Shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family Shorts anytime, every day.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
So it's pretty obvious Ace is dealing. This is like Michael Jordan's flu game. Ace has been fidgeting and messing with his pants all morning.
Yeah. I don't like my pants that I'm wearing. It's bothering me. I was in my closet yesterday and Dax was in there and I was getting my clothes together for today. And I grabbed the wrong pair of black pants. What I do is I put my clothes aside and put everything that I'm going to wear in the office. So that, you know, a lot of times, like this morning, Dax was up. Well, what happens is Dax gets up. We're having trouble regulating this sleep. So at like 3 o'clock, 2:45, 2:30 this morning, he was awake, kind of crying, making noise. He'd slept from like 7:30 to 2:30, 2:45. And so we just decided it's easiest. Amanda got him and put him in the bed in there with her. He goes back to sleep. And then that way I don't use the bathroom at all, so I don't run the risk of waking him up again. So I use the hall bathroom, take a shower and all, and get ready. And all my clothes are in the office. So I'm not milling around I'm not in the bedroom at all.
You're in your bedroom until 2 or 3 when he wakes up.
Yeah. And this morning I was awake. It was 2:45 or so. He went in there and I actually went to the gym and did cardio and then came back. And I just go to the hall bath and shower and then get ready and get dressed in the office and get stuff ready for the show and all that.
Will
kind of stuff.
You start to move more clothes over to the office closet in sort of preparation?
No.
Okay.
No, because I'm not going to be there, you know, full time.
Okay.
You know, because hopefully we get, you know, his sleep gets regulated on that. I can go back to, you know, the way I've been doing things for years of before Dax, well, until what, May, of getting up and using the nice big bathroom that we have.
Right.
As opposed to using the hall bath.
I mean, so you've moved your toothbrush over there. Your deodorant.
Yeah, whatever. I have extra of everything. So I have, you know, the bare necessities in both bathrooms.
Just for this purpose.
For this purpose, yeah.
Okay.
So some mornings I'm in one bathroom. Other mornings, you know, I'm in another one. Like the other night, he woke up at midnight and I got up and went and rocked him for 45 minutes. Got him, you know, until I could get him back to sleep and get him down again. And then when I woke up to get ready, and I went back to bed, when I got up to get ready for work, he was still asleep in there in the bedroom. So I was able to shower in the regular bathroom where my closet is and all that kind of stuff.
Do you have to use the bathroom in the spare bathroom to not, you know, let it stink in the main bathroom?
No, I normally do just because I don't like the bathroom, the lavatory, so to speak, within the master bathroom.
Yeah.
It's a tiny little it's this little room. You step in and close the door,
mm-hmm.
and it's a small little room. And I don't, I just go to the other one down.
You need a little space.
Yeah, it's just easier. It just seems easier.
Do you spend a lot of time in the bathroom?
I can.
Yeah,
just nobody bothers me. It's peaceful.
Yeah, I figured when guys have newborns and stuff, they spend more time in the bathroom. I've heard that.
Yeah, and Amanda complains about it, and I'm like, I'm not the only person that does this.
But there's been a definite uptick since Dax arrived.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Not a ton.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I'm just playing some solitaire or whatever. You know, reading Reddit.
Yeah.
See what's happening in the world.
You know, my dad was in the bathroom when there was like the sports page, like just all over the floor. It's like, you didn't pick that up?
Yeah. So he would get up and leave the bathroom? And
I guess. Just sometimes you'd have to take a shower because growing up, I'm one of three boys, so yeah. All getting ready for school at some time. One kid was going to have to take a shower at the same time in my parents' bathroom.
Right.
I never thought
about that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So you had three boys and your parents. Everybody's trying to get ready to go to work.
In two bathrooms.
But your dad traveled a lot, so that was...
He was traveling a lot, but there were many mornings where all five of us would have to take a shower around the same time. So it was always kind of like, tomorrow you're in that bathroom at... Yeah, this time
it's got to be well planned out.
Oh, and they wake up each one at a different 10-minute intervals or whatever it was, but they figured it out.
Yeah, my sister and I shared a bathroom, and so it was kind of the same thing. But you had to know who's going to get up first, based on what time your school started, and da 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 da, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So
anything to sleep in an extra 10 minutes.
Absolutely. And I always think about Rob and Meredith. They share one bathroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, that's crazy. That's tough to do.
Rob, do you have two sinks or one?
One.
One? Okay. So literally you have to share every facet of the bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I'm getting ready earlier than her, so the morning time's never an issue.
Yeah.
Is the counter space evenly divided between the two of you?
Nothing is allowed to be on the counters.
Oh. Does that drive you crazy?
I hate it.
I would imagine. I mean, that air fryer thing, that debacle. So where does it, do you have a medicine cabinet or does it all go under the sink?
There's a shelf on the right beside the, like if you're looking in the mirror, to your right is where everything gets stored.
He's pissed. Shelf. I can tell by the way he's talking. He's livid about it.
Why do we have counters then?
I love that though. I don't want anything on the countertop. If you go in our bathroom, you can tell immediately which, there are two sinks and they face each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, so if we were each of our sinks, we'd be back to back.
Yeah.
And you can immediately tell whose is whose.
Yeah, right.
Because mine is, there's a thing of soap, like the little pump thing of soap, and that's it on the counter.
Yeah, but you don't need a quarter of the stuff that she probably has.
But hers is a ton of stuff.
Well, that's women. Yeah. So there's a shelf next to your toilet or whatever. So it's on display. It's just not on the counters, Rob.
Yeah, and the shelf is chaos. It's like, you might as well just leave it somewhere else. It looks like shit.
Hey, do you have space under the sink?
I don't think we use it anymore, mostly because that's where she found the snake that one time.
Okay, but that was one time.
Well, she's
very
afraid of snakes.
Well, I tell you what I've done, though, Rob. What you could do, though, Rob, just a thought, is you can get one of those little, it's like a dollar, a little basket kind of thing.
Little caddy.
Yeah. And just, that's what I have. I just put all your stuff in there. So when I get ready, I just reach down and pull that whole thing out, set it on the counter. Everything's there. And when I'm done, take the whole thing back and stick it back under the counter, and it makes it super easy. And that way, your stuff wouldn't be in that shelf. She'd have more space, and it would make your life a lot easier, too, because you just take it out, use it, and then put it back under.
I'm good. I'd like to just leave it on the counter.
It's this counter thing that I love.
Yeah, but you're not leaving it on the counter, so why not make it easier for yourself?
I do leave stuff on the counter.
You still do it?
Oh, you just do it to Spider?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And she'll move it up to the shelf?
Yeah, every time.
Every time?
How often do you leave stuff on the counter?
How often do I leave stuff on the counter? I always leave my toothbrush when I'm done with let it drain over the sink there. Or, you know, because it's always a little bit of moisture still left on it.
Yeah.
And then what else would I leave? Sometimes cologne. Well, that part, I don't do that to Spider. I just forget about putting it back.
Mark Anthony? Cologne. And then there's like a little war going on every day.
It's the quiet war.
Yeah, we have three of those technically. You know, the one with the air fryer.
Yeah.
Socks on the floor, and then the kitchen sink. I mean,
I got to admit, between the air fryer and the socks, she's right on those two. I mean, God forbid she wants you to pick up your socks off the floor.
She's right on all three.
In the living room. And then in the air fryer, you push it back.
Yeah, he's waging. I mean, he's Russia. He's the bully. He's... He's like, I'm going to do things my way.
So you get ready to leave the house, and you think, well, I didn't put that cologne back up there. I didn't put my deodorant back up there. But you just make sure every day that something is sitting out that she has to put back up on the shelf?
I try to.
It's so funny.
I got her. So where does the satisfaction come for you, Rob? Is it that she has to just pick it up and put it up there?
Sometimes it's just the fact that I get to leave it there for at least a little bit.
That's
Like I'm like, oh, this is the way it should be.
Because it is a pain. He's like, I got to take all the stuff and put it up on the shelf now. Why can't I just leave it here? If it's here or it's there, what do you care?
You care because, you know, the counter space is left open and clean and everything is orderly.
What I should do is just break the counter. Just leave only enough room for a sink up there and be like, well, now I can't put anything. Is this what you wanted?
See, now that's
a mature response.
Stupid shit that I would do.
Great. Now no one gets a counter.
And trust me, Rob, that's going to be tough financially.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, because eventually you're going to have to fix stuff that you break.
Mm-hmm.
It adds up. Trust me.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.